The following is a production of Art Trap Productions, brought to you by the Gallifreyan Embassy and has been made possible by supporting subscribers and donations from listeners like you.
Live from your iPhone or your iPod Touch or your iPad, this is Doctor Who Podshop.
Doctor Who Podshop.
Okay, well, let's do it
now.
You know, whatever it is, if it's valuable, send it to us.
For the best in all things Doctor Who, it's Doctor Who Podshock, the podcast all about Doctor Who, the longest-running science fiction television program, with Lewis Trapani.
Hello.
Ken Deep.
Hello.
James Norton.
Hello.
News.
Fabulous.
Reviews.
Oh, no.
And fan mail for James.
Over 40,000.
Doctor Who Podshock from the Gallifreyan Embassy.
You know, that guy James was really cool. Oh, yeah, we blew that.
I'm the Doctor, and who are you? And who are you? Who are you?
The Gallifreyan Embassy in its 25th year presents Doctor Who Podshock, this very special aftershock. With me, Ken Deep, alongside Lewis Trapani.
Hello.
And across the great pond, Mr. James Naughton.
Hello.
And we are running out this quick aftershock episode to make a very special announcement.
Yeah, we just recorded Doctor Who Podshock episode 223, and this aftershock episode is to announce our Podshock companion app for, as Ken just said, for the iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, and perhaps any other future iOS device that Apple whips out. It's available now on the iTunes store and the iTunes application.
Just look up Podshock, and yeah. Boom, there it is.
So it's pretty cool. It's an app which will have our news feed on it, which has various news items from our website that you can easily access over your...
Tons of Doctor Who news just beaming your way on that on your device.
So through indeed. Your iOS device there, and plus there's our episodes, which you can listen to when and how you like there, and you can just listen to the latest episode or go back a few episodes and listen to that. There's also our Twitter feed as well, and you can click on our Twitter links there that will bring you to various stuff that Doctor Who Podshock is tweeting about.
And also there's an extras portion there.
Exclusives, in fact.
Exclusives, yes. And it's designed like a little TARDIS key, isn't it? Which is absolutely fantastic. And you click on that button. That's my favorite button on there, because hopefully that'll have some things heading its way. Well, this is a great avenue for us to put some little sort of audio booze or some things like that from conventions, as well as we have some ideas for the Gallifrey convention as well, where we can put out information very quickly on some goings on or last minute updates or things like that.
Well, this is just another way to help support the show. It's right now it's $2.99 via that iTunes store, so it's just a way to help support the show. And if you're already supporting the show, as a Podshock supporting subscriber, this is another extra way to show your support. Or if you're not a Podshock supporting subscriber and you still want to support the show, it's a few dollars and it helps support the show.
Yes, awesome.
Either way, it helps support the show, is what you're saying.
That's the bottom message there. And
yes,
the little exclusives we give out in the exclusive column there is just a way to thank you for that support.
Indeed. It's also worth mentioning that this is available internationally. It's not only just available in the States. It's a mere £1.89 for those of us lucky enough to live in the UK. So a bargain. Bargain.
Yes.
Well, it's very cool. It's something we've been working on for a long time. It's about a year and a half in the making. It's finally here. It's finally out. We've been doing a lot of work to get prepared for this, and it's something that is a long time coming, but we're kind of proud of it, and we hope that you'll support the show. And and for no other reason, you have Podshock in your pocket.
Well, also, it is an app, so it's going to be constantly being updated, so there'll be new features and bugs being ironed out. And so,
which has been already, which is amazing how quickly you guys just jumped
on. We've already had a couple versions out already, so even before we announced it. So it's we're aware that there are some little bugs in there that are being stamped out as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Our little elves are in the back ironing out the bugs.
the Keebler elves are there. They dunk and baking cookies. They're all fixing our app.
We already received some feedback from people saying, you know, well, what about an Android app and whatever. So we hope to have, if we can find a coder for the Android platform or whatever, BlackBerry or whatever.
Hopefully Blueberry.
I was going to say Blueberry.
That's a whole other device.
So hopefully this will be the first of several apps for Doctor Who Podshock. But right now it's for the iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. That's what we have right now.
It's great. It's a nice way of celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Gallifreyan Embassy as well, and the 5th anniversary of Podshock. It's just something that now we can say in our 25th year or in our 5th year, this is something that came out. And it's as I've mentioned on the podcast many times before, what started as newsletters and meetings has now moved on in 2010 to electronic devices and websites and podcasts and apps now. So this is just a new way for the Doctor Who community to stay interconnected. Maybe we'll Absolutely. Launch Who Book.
Who Book indeed.
Well, my Who. Or Hooter. No, wait, no, can't do that. Never mind. Okay. Well, that's it for us. That's our brief aftershock. One other quick mention. Don't forget to mark your calendars for Tuesday, November 16th, 2010, for our Gallifreyan Embassy 25th anniversary event. It is going to be at Eleanor Rigby's restaurant in Mineola, New York. There'll be details coming up very, very shortly as to our tickets and some of the other special surprises we have going on there. A lot under wraps, but I've told you the date and I've told you the place, so now there's no excuse.
Excellent. Yeah, we're hoping to see you all there. It's
bring your app
before you know it.
Bring your iPhone.
Bring your app.
Bring your app. Is that an app in your pocket, or
just are you just to pleased to see me?
All right, end this now.
Bye, everyone.
Cheers.
Hey, but before you go, a reminder about this Sunday, the 10th of October, 2010, 10-10-10. Doctor Who Podshock will be recording a live show at New York Comic Con on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Jacob Javits Center, where New York Comic Con is being held. We will be doing a live show in room 1A15, and please just verify that once you get there in case the convention moves us to another room or something like that. But as of right now, it's 1A15 at New York Comic Con. And our guest for a live show is none other than Tony Lee. Yes, IDW Publishing's Doctor Who ongoing comic book writer, who has also written Doctor Who The Forgotten, will be our guest at our live show, 4 p.m. It runs 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. New York Comic Con. Catch us there. Ken and myself will be there live. And if the internet guards are shining or smiling on us, well, we might have James with us as well. Again, if you're at New York Comic Con this weekend, the 10th of October, come and see Doctor Who Podshock live. For more details and further information, go to our website, GallifreyanEmbassy.org or Podshock.net. Although we just released Doctor Who Podshock Episode 223, the extra edition, we have Doctor Who Podshock 224 on its heels. You should be getting it soon. Watch your feeds. That's it. Cheers, everyone. You've been listening to Doctor Who Podshock, presented by the fan-run GallifreyanEmbassy.org. Doctor Who is owned and trademarked by the BBC. Doctor Who Podshock is not affiliated with the BBC in any way. Come back next time for another exciting and informative episode of Doctor Who Podshock. You can email us at feedback@podshock.net. Doctor Who Podshock theme music by Jeff Smith at thejeffsmith.com. This has been a production of Art Trap Productions and is presented to you by the Gallifreyan Embassy and has been made possible in part by supporting subscribers and donations from listeners like you.